How to Activity 4.
Hi, and welcome to this course on farm irrigation. Irrigation makes a major contribution to agricultural production by making a whole range of crops viable in an otherwise unreliable climate and helping to ensure against drought. Irrigation is concerned with providing the optimum soil moisture conditions for plant growth. The plant extends its root system a certain depth into the soil. This is called the root zone. For optimum plant growth, the amount of moisture in the root zone must be just right. Too little moisture will reduce plant growth and development, reducing yield or causing the plant to die. On the other hand, if too wet, the soil is waterlogged, which could restrict plant growth and development. It should be noted that the amount of moisture in the soil changes continuously. Let's have a look at the main causes of these changes. One is evaporation. Solar energy evaporates water lying on the surface of the soil or plant foliage, releasing it into the atmosphere. Then we have transpiration. This process is also driven by solar energy, which vaporizes water held in the foliage of the plant, releasing it into the atmosphere. As water is lost from the foliage, it's replaced by moisture from the soil by the roots. Consequently, transpiration continues even when the soil surface is dry, whenever the roots can still extract moisture from the soil. I think you all know which are the main processes which supply water to the root zone: rainfall and irrigation. In some situations, there is no rainfall during the growing season, so the crop is totally dependent on irrigation. Rain and irrigation are normally received at the ground surface. The water must infiltrate the surface and move downward throughout the root zone. Consequently, a knowledge of water movement in soils is necessary. Before proceeding with the other factors that can change the amount of moisture in the soil, I would like to show you a few images.